This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Tesla's Model S might have a problem that its customers can't talk about. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Molly Wood, in for David Brancaccio. News today that federal regulators are looking into possible suspension problems with the Tesla Model S. No official problems have been reported, but the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's also worried that Tesla may have asked owners to sign non-disclosure agreements in exchange for paying to fix their cars. With me live for more on the story is Marketplace's Sabri Menachar. Sabri, what are the suspension problems that NHTSA is looking at?
Well, there have been these sporadic reports on internet forums and blogs that suspension control arms can come loose on these cars after a while. Basically, the part that holds the wheel on breaks. There's no way to know at this point if this issue is in fact widespread. It's very easy, obviously, in the digital age for a couple disgruntled internet posters to go viral and, you know, give the impression that something is more widespread than it is. But it has gotten to the point where regulators are taking notice and looking into it. And it is not an investigation, by the way. It is a looking into.
A looking into. But they're also taking note, right, of this idea that Tesla may have dealt with some of these complaints by asking customers to keep quiet?
Yeah. According to one internet poster, his car had these unusual problems with the hub assembly but wasn't covered by the warranty. And Tesla goes back to him and says, we'll pay for half the repair bill if you keep quiet about the issue and about the fact that we're paying for it and you promise not to sue us. Mm. And they called this a goodwill agreement. But I read it and I have to tell you, there's no better way to take the feeling of goodwill out of something than by having a lawyer write it up. Anyway, the NHTSA is saying, Tesla, you better not be telling people that they can't come to regulators with complaints, because that would be completely unacceptable.
Yeah.
Sources told the Wall Street Journal that's not what Tesla intended. And this is all happening just as Tesla is making an appeal to the broader consumer as opposed to luxury buyers. They'll start shipping out a new, more affordable Model 3 in 2017, and they've just offered a slightly cheaper version of the luxury Model S, which otherwise would start at $71,000.
All right. Thanks, Sabri.
Sure.
Broadway's biggest night is coming up on Sunday. The Tony Awards take place in Manhattan. The Awards for Excellence in Theater have not drawn the biggest crowds in recent years, but now there's Hamilton. Organizers are hoping the buzz around the hit musical will draw viewers, and one famous department store is hoping the same thing. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Nordstrom is teaming up with Vogue to style and dress the Tony nominees and presenters, and there'll be a live stream on Nordstrom's website as they parade down the red carpet. Viewers who see a bag swinging from a famous arm or a pair of shoes they have to have now will be able to buy them instantly. Chris Ramey is president of Affluent Insights.
How can you touch your best prospects when they're most engaged with what you're showing? This will be standard operating procedure very soon.
See it, want it, buy it. Karen Harvey runs her own consulting group. She says Nordstrom's approach is still pretty new, and the Tonys could be a good test case.
The question is, who's watching the Tonys, and are those viewers going to be jumping onto Nordstrom.com to shop?
She says the fashion industry has to make some bold moves to connect with consumers, because far fewer of them shop in actual stores anymore. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Also today, the sharing economy goes yachting. Turns out it's not that hard to buy your way into the elite world of boating if you're willing to share your space. One young couple from Santa Barbara, California is doing just that. Jonathan Bastian of KCRW in Santa Monica jumped aboard for 10 days. He brings us this story.
We're 3 miles off Costa Rica on a 42-foot boat when it's time to raise the sails.
So are you guys ready?
I'm with three other novice sailors. We all wanted an ocean experience, which led us to Christian Beadle. He and his girlfriend, Sabrina Lite, always dreamed of owning a boat and sailing it around the world, but it was way too expensive. Then they thought about it.
What we observe is that people take their boats out 2 or 3 times a year. And it seems like such a great resource, these boats. It's sad that they're just sitting there in the harbor.
In 2009, they were able to buy a boat dirt cheap because of the Great Recession. But they were hit with $25,000 a year in operating costs. So, inspired by the shared economy, they turned the boat into a co-op. Each person pays a one-time fee of $200. Time on the boat is about $70 a day. Add in food or surfboard rental, and 10 days will cost you around $1,000. Not bad, considering it would normally cost nearly 4 times that. Beetle thinks his concept is perfectly in step with the times.
Our ability to own this boat wouldn't have been possible, I feel, 10 years ago, where people wouldn't have been open to these kind of transactions where you're like, well, let's all chip in and be a part of this.
Chipping in also means scrubbing dishes, cleaning fish, and helping to fix the engine. Yeah, that happened. So don't expect a full day of reading crime novels in your swimsuit.
We have small moments of reading, but man, I'm hard-pressed to get through the book I'm reading right now.
That's Sabrina's cousin, Sophie. She points out another downside. You're stuck on a boat with a bunch of strangers.
Any kinds of little issues that come up and little pet peeves or whatever, they kind of become magnified.
And escaping when you're in the middle of the ocean, yeah, not so much. But it was a small price to pay for surfing pristine, uncrowded waves. In a little slice of paradise, Costa Rica, I'm Jonathan Bastian for Marketplace.
Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Janet Wynn. If you missed our show on the radio, please find it as a podcast on our website, marketplace.org. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. I am Molly Wood with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.